Hi, it's Kasia McDaniel, and I am the home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Good morning and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. My name is Kasia. Thank you so much for joining me today. And today I want to talk about the time I didn't measure the doors when I was staging a home. But before we get into that, I want to talk about the fall staging package, which could help you if you are putting up your house for sale this fall. If you are struggling with where to begin, which rooms should make the most, you know, effort that you should be making in it, because you're kind of wondering, well, what do I get, you know, bang for my buck? You know, you're trying to wondering, I got X amount of time and I need to focus on which areas, which ones are those? And that's where I can help you with this. There's a staging timeline that I've put together for you so that you can go room by room and know what needs to be done in each room, and let you focus on those tasks. Okay. Also put in there in this package, holiday staging do's and don'ts. So if you are celebrating in your home one more time, Thanksgiving or Christmas, and you're kind of wondering, well, do I put up a tree? Do I decorate for Thanksgiving? Is that okay? Am I going to scare away the buyers? All those kinds of questions are answered in this checklist as well. And in this package, you'll also find 4 decluttering videos, which I explain 4 different strategies that you can use to help you declutter your home. Because some of us can do things, you know, all at once. Some of us prefer just a little bit at a time. And in those videos, not only do I show you what a room transformed looks like, I also give you lots of staging tips as well in that room. And I go through 4 different rooms, the master bedroom, the living room, the kitchen, and the bonus room. So those are just some great ideas and tips to get in there. And then lastly, as part of the fall staging package, I have something I call the staging snapshot. So if you've done the decluttering and you're still not quite sure, or you and your spouse can't quite agree if you really need to do anything, the staging snapshot is a service that I provide for staging advice for one room. So let's say you get stuck with, you know, what do you do with your kids' room? How much stuff do I leave in here? I can help you and give you staging advice for what to add, what to remove, maybe rearrange the furniture if we need to in that room, and even provide you with wall colors if needed. Okay, so that fall staging package is something that you can do and download and do all yourself and help you get your house ready so that you can move out and move into your next home. So let's talk about the time I didn't measure the doors when I was staging a home. So this was a staging job that I had. It was probably my 2nd or 3rd one. So it was the very beginning when I first started staging homes, which was many years ago. But I remember it clearly because, man, I learned my lesson. And don't we all? We have to sometimes learn the hard way when it comes to doing things. Because until you've done it, you're going, oh, well, this is like a breeze. This is not a problem, and which is what I was thinking. I was confident. I knew what I was doing. I knew what I had to get. And this was an actual townhome. It was empty, so I had to bring in rental furniture. So if you're familiar with townhomes, you know there are lots of stairs, and most of them start sometimes on the main floor, but sometimes they start at the bottom with the main doors at the bottom, and you have to walk all the way up. Well, this one had the entrance on the way bottom, so the living room was up a narrow staircase, and I had to bring in living room furniture and a little dinette set, and then get a bed and master bedroom staged and things like that. So the other furniture came in no problem, but when it came to the couch that I needed to go up the stairs, I didn't measure because it's a standard-sized couch, right? Yeah, no, it wasn't. The railing was there on the staircase too, so no matter how much the rental company guys that came in to deliver the furniture tried to get it up the stairs, it was just not going to fit. We took off the cushions, we tried to take off the feet off the couch, you know, all sorts of different tips and tricks to try and get that sucker up there. It just wouldn't go. It was too, the staircase was too narrow. Little did I know, it didn't dawn on me. So yeah, So we tried to get it through the front door. It didn't work. There were some back door, like sliding doors, like those glass doors, you know. Think, okay, well, through the eat-in kitchen, we'll get it through there. Nope, still not wide enough. I mean, we tried all sorts of ways. A good hour probably to get this couch in here. And it still wouldn't work. And then there was an open space above the entryway. So kind of like a two-story entryway, which had a little wall over that we could, you know, then get it into the living room, and that just wasn't safe. There was no way to get that up. So I had to struggle and tell the homeowners, look, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to come back another day and get you a different couch, because I had planned on getting this all done in one day. Because that's what I normally do when I'm staging a house, is get it all done in one day so that the photographer can come the next morning. And that way you can get your pictures posted and get that house sold, right? So yeah. So when it came time to measuring those walls or that hallway that get up the stairs, yeah, I realized that I finally got another couch that fit, got it up there the next day, no problem. But after that job, any job after that, I don't care what it looks like, even if it looks like a modern home, the front door is normally supposed to be 3 feet wide. Normally. No. I had another house at a townhome again. And I measured that door, and it looked like a standard size door. No, it was like 33 inches or something like that. I'm like, oh, so it was an older home and an older door. It was just been painted real nice, so it looked brand new, right? Well, for the next job, I noticed there's some stairs that were going from the kitchen down into the basement, and those looked really narrow. I'm like, oh, we're so measuring these doors or this staircase. And sure enough, it was only 24 inches wide. 24 inches. And I'm thinking here, well, in the basement, it was really cool because they had this nice bar set up down there. It was a great place to, you know, have a little entertainment area with some chairs and things like that. And so as the creative home stager that I was and am, that I can try and get furniture to go down there, we had to deal with slipper chairs, which, if you're familiar, it's the kind of chairs that have no arms, that are only 24 inches wide maximum to get through. And so we got a couple of those to rent and put those down there. So I was able to get a TV console along with a TV, some throw pillows down there, a table. And all I could do to stage it was just to put those slipper chairs down there. And that was it. So I've learned ever since then, as a stager, and then moving into houses or even looking at houses, measure those doorways. So if you know you have a big, huge sectional and you're like thinking, oh, I want to put this upstairs, you know, or a nice dresser or whatever, maybe it's an antique, right? Maybe it's been in the family for a while. Measure those stairs in the new home before you bring in furniture. Or if you're renting furniture, make sure the doorways, staircases especially, are wide enough. I mean, we even had that issue when we moved into our house in Virginia. Little did I know, there's something called split bed. What are they called? So we had a queen size bed, and it was the box spring. So it was split box springs. So instead of one queen box spring, because you know those are like rigid, right? You can't bend them like a mattress. They make them split so that it's like really twin, like smaller than a twin, to fit up the stairs and go up the stairs. I didn't know those things existed. We never lived in the East Coast. We were always in the Southwest and the South. Those types of things weren't issues back there. But when you move across the country to a wholly different, you know, different area and colonial houses, yeah, that's what you need. So, yes. So I learned the hard way on when you don't measure the doors. When you're getting a house ready to sell and you want to throw in this, you know, piece of furniture in there, check and make sure that those openings, those staircases, the doors are standard sized, because you may be surprised that they really are not. I know some homes you can, you know, get away with just taking the door off the hinges, which is just another thing that you have to worry about and go, oh, I got to put that back on there when you're moving in. So when you're looking at a house or when you're selling your own, please make sure you measure the doorways and all that, just to make sure that you can fit the stuff that you want. Okay. I hope you guys have a fantastic day. I will put the fall staging package link in the show notes so that you can take a look at that and download that so you can get your house ready and get it sold and move into your next house. All right. We'll talk to you later. Have a great day.